This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
I don't wanna go back to the world. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave. I don't wanna go back to Egypt. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave to Pharaoh. I don't wanna go back to the world. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave. I don't wanna go back to Egypt. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave to Pharaoh. I don't wanna go back to the world. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave. To the mountains, I don't wanna go back to Egypt. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave to Pharaoh. I don't wanna go back to the world. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave. To the mountains, climb to the mountains, so bright I never came here to stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm gonna meet you on a judgment day. Climb to the mountains, so bright I never came here to stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm gonna meet you on a judgment day.
My name is Christine Osei Bobie. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 56, verse 2 to 4. My slanders pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, O Lord, I will trust in you. I trust in God and I'm not afraid. I praise him for what he has promised. What can a mere human being do to me? My power test will reflect God's love when you are patient with others and accept them.
My name is Esther Entry. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Isaiah 41, verse 25. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Amen.
My name is Patience Jampu. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 122 verse 1. I rejoice with those who said to me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Kweku Amoyabua. I'm 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Luke chapter 2 verse 52. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, in a favor with God and man. Mark chapter 10 verse 45. For the Son of Man not come to be saved, but to serve.
My name is Najma Seto Akoto. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 37. Psalm 37. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
My name is Natalia Jenny Boateng. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 119 verse 1 and 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Newton Wallace. I am 9 years of age. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth enduring to all generations. Amen.
My name is Sophie Nointi. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow our feet to be moved. He who keeps us shall not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen.
In our land, stand up and be counted, the time is at hand. Oh, what about you?
Yes, that's the book for me.
My wonderful, beautiful children. Yes, I know you are all beautiful. And of course, the boys, you are handsome as well. Happy Sabbath. You are welcome to Storytime with Auntie Kwia. Today's story is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 18. And for those of you who hardly turn to your Bibles, Genesis is the first book of the Old Testament in the Bible. And our story is taken from Chapter 18, and the title is The Special Visitors. Repeat after me, The Special Visitors. One day, Abraham was sitting at the opening of his tent while Sarah, his wife, tried to keep cool inside. The midday sun was beating down. Abraham looked and was surprised to see three men coming near. People did not usually travel at this hottest time of the day, Abraham thought to himself. Abraham ran to meet them, knowing that they would need shade and water. "Please, stop and rest," he invited them. "Sit under this tree while I fetch you water to drink and wash with." The men sat down gratefully, and Abraham hurried in to Sarah and asked her to get a good meal ready for their unexpected visitors. There was bread to be baked, a a calf to be killed and cooked, milk and cream to be fetched. All was hustle and bustle. At last, Abraham served the visitors with a fine outdoor banquet under the tree. That surely was yummy-licious. Then the leader of the three strangers asked, "Where is Sarah?" "In the tent," Abraham replied. Surprised? "Well, in 9 months' time, she will have a son," the man said. Sarah, who was curious to know more about these visitors, had been standing just inside the tent flap, listening. When she heard what the stranger said, she burst out laughing. "Ha, ha, ha, ha!" It was impossible. She was far too old to have a son. Can you imagine someone as old as grandma being told she would have a son? Of course, if it had been your grandma, she would have equally laughed. "Why did Sarah laugh?" the man asked. "I didn't," called out Sarah guiltily. "But you did," the man replied. "Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will certainly do as I have promised." When he heard those words, Abraham realized with a shock that none of his visitors were ordinary men. Their leader spoke the words of God himself. But did it really happen? Well, at this point, I will tell you. If you want to know the continuation of this story, then tune in same time next week and let's know what would happen to Sarah. It has been nice having you listen to us today. Do not forget, every Saturday, same time, I will meet you with our story time. I love you. God bless you. I am your auntie, Ekwia. Adios.
Every chapter, every verse, every line, all the blessings of your soul divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Hello, friend. Welcome to another edition of Storytime. My name is Mauli, and today the title of our lesson is The Boy with a Friendly Spirit. The Boy with a Friendly Spirit. If Rebecca was a girl with a kind heart, Isaac was the boy with a friendly spirit. He was always thinking of others and how he might help them. Nothing ever seemed to upset him. Do you remember what he did on Mount Moriah when his father explained that God wanted him to be offered as a sacrifice? Remember how deeply he mourned for his mother and how happy he was when he saw Rebecca. These stories show just how sweet and gentle he was. As the years went by, the same lovely character shone out again and again in the way he lived. When Abraham died at age 175, what do you suppose Isaac did? He sent for Ishmael, the half-brother Abraham had sent away from the camp many years before. Together, they buried their father in the cave of Machpelah, where Sarah had been buried and laid to rest. Only someone who was truly great would have thought of doing that. Isaac had been named sole heir to all Abraham's vast possession. This could have easily made him proud and selfish, but it didn't. He could have tried to keep everyone's attention on himself and forgotten everyone else. But no, his first act after his father's death was to share the funeral service with his lonesome half-brother. Not long after this, Isaac heard that the Philistines were filling up the wells that his father had dug in various parts of the country. The news would have made most men very angry. In those days, in that sort of country, wells were very important, since they were the only source of water for cattle. Maybe while Abraham was alive, the Philistines had been jealous of his large herd of cows and his many flocks of sheep and goats. When they heard of his death, they probably said to themselves, "Now is our chance to get some of his land for ourselves. Let's fill up his wells and drive his animals away. We don't need to worry about Isaac. He isn't the strong man his father was." But they met a new kind of strength in Isaac. He didn't try to fight them as they thought he would. Instead, he was friendly to them, and that was something they didn't know how to handle. Coming one day into the valley of Gerar, Isaac's servants told him that all the wells Abraham had dug there had been filled in. Instead of losing his temper, Isaac merely said, "All right, dig them again." So his servants quietly went to work and reopened the well. As soon as the wells were dug out, however, the local herdsmen crowded around and tried to start a fight. "This water is ours," they shouted. "Very well," said Isaac. "Let's not fight about it." So he ordered his servants to move on and dig another well. As soon as his new well was finished, however, the same people who had fussed over the first one came running up, shouting, "That water is ours too." It must have been very hard for Isaac and his servants to take. Digging a well isn't easy. Most men would have fought to keep the water they had worked hard to find, but not Isaac. "You may have it," he said. "We'll go somewhere else and dig again." And that's exactly what he did. The Bible says, he moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, meaning room, saying, "Now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land." The Lord did make room for Isaac, but he did it through the sweet, kindly way Isaac treated his quarrelsome neighbors. They simply couldn't fight a man like that. Isaac won by just being patient and kind, and that way, he left behind friends instead of enemies. Soon after that, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and I will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." It was just as though God had said to him, "I am so pleased you acted this way about those wells. That is the spirit I want to see in all my children. Never be afraid to do right. Remember, I am always with you, and I'm going to bless you as I promised your father, Abraham." This is something for us to remember when others are mean and rude to us. If we try to treat them kindly, God will be pleased with us, as he was with Isaac, and the blessing he promised him will be ours too. We know that this is true because Jesus said, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." If every boy and girl had a kindly heart, a friendly spirit like Isaac and Rebecca, what a happy place this world would be. Friends, I learned that we must be patient and kind, and God will bless us abundantly. Until next time, it's bye.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 307 051 058 or +233 208 704 532. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 307 051 058 or +233 208 704 532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.